Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Said, dictating medical report. Patient first name is Sarwar, S-A-R-W-A-R, last name Sultana, S-U-L-T-A-N-A. Date of birth is 01-01-1939. Period examination date is 03-20-2023. The next time chief complaint, colon patient came today with a chief complaint of constipation, comma, low back pain, comma, upper back pain, and follow-up for hypertension period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient came today with her son, stating that she has constipation on and off for past 10 days, and she had a similar episode last year. The patient is not on any fiber diet, and she was taking Colace 50 mg once a day, and she stopped. And she has not noticed any blood in the stools period. Next line, patient complained of low back pain and upper back pain, and she had exercise in the past and showed spondylosis, and low back pain is mostly in the right side, and it is worse upon exertion, and the pain level is 5 or 6 upon exertion and relief after resting. Period. Patient is not doing any stretching exercises, and also she is mostly sedentary. Patient is advised to start physical therapy and stretching exercises period. Next line, patient came today as a follow-up for hypertension, and at home her blood pressure systolic is between 140 to 160 with normal diastolic pressure and heart rate period. Discussed with son regarding checking the blood pressure reading at home every day and keep a logbook. Patient is advised on low salt diet period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied a dizziness, comma, headache, comma, sore throat, comma, dry mouth, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or loss of sleep. Period. Next line, past medical history is significant for chronic bronchitis, and she is on albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, 3-4 times a day as needed. Period. Next line, patient is also on calcium and vitamin D supplements. Period. Next line, patient has a history of hypertension and she is on diltiazem, 180 milligrams once a day along with low salt diet. And also patient is taking losartan 50 milligrams once a day. Period. Next line, patient has a history of hypothyroidism and she is on levothyroxine, 50 micrograms. Period. Next line, patient has history of anxiety disorder and she is on lorazepam 0.05 milligrams, one tablet a day as needed. Period. Next line, patient has a history of gastritis and she is on omeprazole 20 milligrams once a day along with bland diet. Period. Next line, objective colon. Heart examination has normal first and second ultrasounds without any cardiac murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is slightly obese, without any tenderness, and pulses are active. There is no suprapubic tenderness period. Next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema, or tremors period. Next line, patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. However, sometimes weight bearing is painful. The patient has walker at home period. Next line, musculoskeletal examination revealed tenderness of the upper and lower back, and range of movement is limited due to pain. Weight bearing is most painful. Period. Next time, I had a long discussion with son regarding patient's treatment plan, and all his questions are answered with satisfaction and verbalized for understanding. Period. Next patient, same patient, Sarwar, last name Sultana, S-U-L-T-A-N-A. Date of birth is 01-01-1939. Period examination date is 07-28-2023. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of low back pain, comma, right sacroiliac joint pain, comma, leg muscle ache, and follow up for chronic kidney disease period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient came today with his son stating that he has severe low back pain after she went up and down the stairs more than usual. The pain level is 5 or 6 upon exertion, and pain is worse upon exertion and relief after resting. Also, patient complain of right-sided sacroiliac pain, and it is a soft lump in the low back which is painful, and patient uses heating pad, but lately it was ineffective. Here's the next line. Patient also complain of muscle ache in both the legs, and lately she has been resting a lot due to back pain and developed leg stiffness. Here, no history of falling down. Here, next line. Patient came today as a follow for chronic kidney disease, and recent urine creatinine was stable. The patient is advised to avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications and contrast dyes. Here, next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Dizziness, comma, headache, comma, double vision, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, loss of balance or falling down. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for chronic bronchitis, and she is on albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, 4 times a day as needed. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypertension. She is on diltiazem, 240 mg once a day, and losartan 50 mg once a day along with low salt diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine, 50 mcg once a day. Your next line. Patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on omeprazole 20 mg once a day along with a bland diet. Your next line. Patient history. Patient lives with her son, and she never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol. No history of illicit drug use. Patient lately unable to do the more activities as she used to do before. Your next line. Objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Your next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Your next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. The bowel sounds are active. Your next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema. Tremors. And patient has generalized muscle ache and soft tissue pain in both the legs. There is no calf swelling or tenderness or redness. Here, next line. Neurological examination is intact, and patient is able to ambulate with cane. Here, next line. The musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness of the soft tissues of the lumbar spine, and lumbar flexion is painful at 45 degrees. Patient also has a soft lump on the right sacroiliac area. It is slightly tender. She has this lump on and off for several years. It was consistent with lipomatosis. Here, next line. Had a long discussion with son and the patient, and all the questions were answered to their satisfaction, and they verbalized full understanding. Period. End of dictation.